Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy FIFO 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth BN, just getting late. And this is the last one that we're recording for the night. And I said it's my people, man. We hit the Latinos is in the house. That Mexican OT Texas technician. Ken, I've been talking about this motherfucker for a minute now. And I know I had a controversial take, man. I live for the controversial takes. And I said that. And I think I got called out on it on the last live or in the comment section of something that we just recently did. But either way, I still stand by. And I'm not saying that he's better than Big Crit. I'm just saying that the wave is bigger than Big Crit's wave was ever. You look at the amount of following that he has. You look at the streaming numbers. You look at that Mexican OT he's a big ass wave right now, Ken. And you could kind of tell by the people that he, you know, obviously he got Texas in his pocket. The niggas in Texas fuck with him. Slim Thug fuck with him. Paul Wall fuck with him. Bun B fuck with him. Like Zero fucks with him. Obviously he got him on here twice. Texas fucks with that Mexican OT. And Texas is bigger than Meridian, Mississippi when it comes to hip hop. No shots, just stating facts. Just stating facts. I never said that he's better, but I do think that the wave is bigger. And this is the first time that we dive into an entire Mexican OT project. The first thing I get taken away every time I listen to him, Ken. Number one, Texas is on his back. Like this motherfucker is a Texan through and through, yeah. And he's proud of it. I love that. I love when people represent where they're from. The next thing is, motherfucker can rap.
He can rap.
This motherfucker can rap. Like, he has a flow that is unique to himself, even though he does sonically sound like some other people. Mm-hmm. You know, he has the baby on there. I'll point him out. He kind of sound like him. His tonality, and he mentions it, can be a bit Kevin Gates-ish. But there's no denying that that Mexican OT is different than everybody else in hip hop right now. And it might be because I am Hispanic and obviously I know how to roll my R's. Mm-hmm. When I'm speaking Spanish, the motherfucker does it in English. And it just adds this unique flavor to what he does that's just different. This project overall, Ken, I liked it. Did I love it? No. But definitely has moments on here. Ken, I don't know, and we've never done this artist, and I'm going to put a couple of my favorite projects of his on the docket, but Less on Walk Hard. Have you ever heard of Less?
Mm-hmm.
You fuck with Less, or are you kind of?
He's cool.
Yeah. He's cool. Yeah, a vibey cool guy.
Yeah.
In that Currency, Larry June type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I saw Less, I said, whoa, Less is on the, you know what I'm saying? He out here. And the other thing I like about that Mexican OT, Ken, is that he is a student of the game. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could YouTube, you know, there's an interview that he has where he talks about like his dad and how his dad put him onto stuff and how he studies. And, you know, so when I saw a motherfucker like Les, it's like, you got to be tapped in to go ask Les to do a song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I saw that. And Ken, like the joint with Moneybagg, like they just dropped a video for that.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. Like, Moneybagg is in my opinion, for me, he's like a singles artist. Mm-hmm. I fuck with Moneybagg. Whole project, I don't know. Yeah, I can't say I'm here for a whole Moneybagg project, but he does have moments. And to me, on this project, that's another moment. Twisting Fingers. Now, there that does not come without controversy. I fuck with Duke Deuce. I follow Duke Deuce. Duke Deuce called out that Mexican OT because Duke Deuce had a song called Twisted Fingers that he wanted Mexican OT to come out with.
Oh, wow.
And then Mexican OT has it on his project with Moneybagg Yo. So Duke Deuce felt the type of way. Now here's the thing, and I hope it doesn't squander the opportunity of both of them niggas rapping together. Cause you Deuce and that Mexican OT on the track. I need that, Kent. Y'all niggas fix that. Cause I need hip hop needs that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Crunk and text. Oh man. Like we need that. We need that.
Yeah, I was really curious, interested in listening to this of a full length project of his. And it was interesting seeing all these names on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Zero, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I did like it. I thought it was interesting to listen to. The problem is it felt longer than 41 minutes. And it I did. Think there's some lot of similarity. From track to track. Maybe it's the way he raps. And then the other thing is I'm like, bro, you sound way too much. Like, the style sounds way... Oh, this is going to sound crazy. I was like, bro, you sound way too much like Chameleon Air and all them from way back in the day.
Mm.
And I'm like, it sounds old. And I'm like, I'm saying to myself, I said, well, maybe that was intentional. Because this is like a Texas technician or whatever it was called. So maybe this was like, let me do like a tribute, like an ode to like that Texas sound, that style that's unique to us, you know? Because they do have their own style and sound that's regional, that applies to them. Very much like Atlanta has their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you listen to Slim Thug, Paul Wall, all those guys back in the day, you know, they were similar as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only thing. I was like, man, it sounded like listening to something way back in early 2000. That was the gripe I had. But that was it. I mean, there's some like that joint with Propane.
Yes, Function.
Yeah.
That's hard because it's that, you know what, Ken? Before I give my take on that, that's the song out of this whole thing that I want to hear Chopped and Screwed.
Mm.
That's like the one that I feel would sound even doper Chopped and Screwed. But the jazziness of it, a slow down beat, and this nigga's rapping fast on it. Propane comes. I never heard of Propane. You know what I'm saying? First time I heard him. He held his own.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me, that is the definition of swanging. That like this is, you light up a J. You driving down the street slow as hell. Remember when Paul Wall was talking about drive slow, homie? This is that song. This is that you on some lean and a blunt, and you just driving slow down in your whip. Like, Function is hard, Ken. He got some joints on here, Ken. A cowboy in a Cadillac or an Escalade. I'm sorry. That's another one I like.
Shit. With Hog Bomber or Boomer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that one's like ha 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 ha.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that one's nice too. Yeah, no, he definitely has a good thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will agree with that. So, and I think Texas Technician, I mean I think the sound, the style, the approach to this had to be like, we doing this for the state, bro.
100%.
You know, yeah, it has to be. It has to be.
There's only one omission in terms of artists that I would have loved to see. And maybe they have a collaboration in the future. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce Walker. Where's Sauce? I needed Sauce on this. We talk about Texas Technician. That nigga is a technician. You know what I'm saying? But I would say that was my only gripe from a from a feature perspective. But I love everybody else that he put on here, Ken. Like I said, I never heard of Hog Boomer, OTB Fastlane, Trap Boy. Like, there's a lot of niggas I never heard of. But the niggas I heard of, Drody, never heard of him. But the niggas we heard of, we know they Texas legends. Yeah. Paul Wall's a Texas, Slim Thug, Zero, we know. So yeah, I'm here for it. Again, I'm standing on what I said about that Mexican OT, and I feel that I still don't think he's even reached his potential or his ceiling yet. There's a song that he had out, it was a single. I think it's like Mexican in New York or some shit. It was basically not a boom bap beat, but it was definitely like a New York beat. And he was rapping on that. I said, oh my God. He has a whole nother like if he gets off some Harry Fraud beats, he start getting Alchemist start fucking with it. It's just like because he's a rapper. Like he's a technician. Like it's not just the fast shit. Like he has content to his music, obviously very much Texan, but I feel like he checks a lot of boxes, Ken. Mm-hmm. And he's relatively new to the game. And there's not a lot of people that come out the gate like him. And then he has a big market pushing him. So he just has a lot of big things. And then also, you know, on a lot of the songs, did you hear like his tagline? Like the Mexican. Like listen to Crooked Officer. Like around the 110 mark. He has it. He does it on Function. You know, it's very, so it's like, okay, he has like all of these things that allow somebody to create a brand. You know what I'm saying? And not every rapper has that. Mm-hmm. Not every rapper has that. I think to me, one of the best brands in hip hop, Currency with Jet Life. You know, he does that on any beat. And he has like this whole half a verse that he always says, keep the E in it, you know, riding on switches. We could chill as long as you don't talk around me, around your niggas. Mm-hmm. And he does that on every, like, what? So it's like just this branding. I'm seeing the beginning stages of it with that Mexican OT. Hopefully his team continues to push forward. Mm-hmm. But then he's Mexican, Ken. Then he's Mexican. Like, I just think he has a lot going for him. And the motherfucker can rap.
Yeah, I mean, and it makes sense to tap into the state, you know, get them definitely behind you by putting this out, you know. So that was a smart move as well. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'm with you on the features. Like, I ain't know a lot of them dudes and people like that. So, and I thought they were solid. Like, Hog Boomer, you know, I was like, okay, well, I don't know if that's just a thing you did on here, but I'll be willing to check out some of these other people out. So I think, I mean, and going to get Paul Wall, Slim Thug, all them, yeah. I think B's good for me with the features.
Yeah, I'm giving a B+. Okay. Because I don't feel like there was no slouches. Mm-hmm. Everybody came to do what they were supposed to do, but also nobody necessarily stood. Nobody outshined that Mexican OT either. Mm-hmm. You know, say Propane, like we said, did his thing. Hog Boomer sound good. Fredo Bang, we know Fredo Bang.
Yeah, well.
Money Bag was dope on here, but it's just like nobody outdid him. So I can't give the features an A if you didn't at no one time outdo the main artist. So yeah. B+. Yeah. Including the baby. The baby was on here. Production. I get a B-. Very, very, very Texas, and I agree with your take. Very, not a lot of variety.
Yeah.
But I also understand that is what was the direction, so I get it. But that's why I give it the minus. Because I feel like there could have been more things happen. Maybe there's going to be a Chopped and Screwed version, but I feel like maybe having like one or two on here, you know, would have added to the diversity. Yeah. And at that point, I would have gave it a solid B or B+, but I'm cool. B- on the production.
Yeah, I'm at a C+. I think that was probably one of the things that, you know, that was one of the things that I started to critique. Was like how close it sounded to, you know, it sounded dated. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't think the beats were bad. I think it's just the direction, you know, and, mm-hmm. and in 2024, it sounded like something I could have listened to way back in the day. So that was it. So C plus.
Got you. In terms of the rapping is an A. Rapping is an A. I feel that, like I said earlier, with the features, everybody came to do what they did, and Mexican OT took that B plus that I gave for the features and made it an A in terms of the rapping overall. Because obviously nobody outshined them, but that motherfucker can't rap. He always could. I have yet to hear a verse or a song that he's on that I felt like he was a slouch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that he's on Madden too. Listen, you'll hear him. Now that I said it, you'll peep. He's on one of the songs in Madden.
Damn.
Yep. And that's how I know, Ken. That I know. And not saying that because Big Crit was on last year's Madden.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just saying.
It's money making yeah. songs for them. I go A- with the rapping.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you listen to that verse on Crooked Officer, the way he was rapping on that shit was crazy. So, I think the rapping is there.
Yep. Yeah. Overall, Ken, this is a B+, A- for me. The only reason why it's not a solid A, again, I'm going to go back to the diversity of it. And Mexican OT is obviously very young in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And because of how good he is as a rapper, in the future, there's going to be more variety and more styles of music that I know he's going to do because he's already teased it with a couple of singles and this, that, and the third. So I'm here for it. This project, very solid project. Not in my... I'm back and forth, Ken. I don't know if I'm going to put it in my recently added. Mm. But I will say it's in my rotation. It's definitely in my rotation.
I'll do... Yeah, again, the knock is just the sound. And it may be unfair if there is something out saying that he did it on purpose. But I'll do a B. Mm. B-. Because as much as I enjoy hearing him rap, as much as I enjoy hearing the beats, it sounding old made me not want to listen to it again. So it reduced the replay value.
Mm.
Yep. So yeah, B-.
But that's what's up. Well, look, another day, another review. We out. Do y'all fuck with Mexican OT? Obviously, I do. I think Ken fucks with him too. The rest of the crew, I don't know. We need to put Mexican OT in the chamber. So if he has another project this year, check out Den of Hip Hop on YouTube, and we out. Peace.
Peace.